Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics on the specification, water supply problems in countries at different levels of development. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic comes up time and again, and examiners absolutely love it because it tests your ability to compare places at different scales. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Fresh water covers only about 3% of all water on Earth, and most of that is locked in ice caps and glaciers. So the amount of accessible fresh water for humans is actually tiny. Now, you might think the UK gets loads of rain, so we're fine, right? Well, not quite. Even wealthy, developed countries like the UK have serious water supply problems. They're just different kinds of problems to those faced by developing countries. Let's talk about the UK first. The key concept here is the difference between water surplus and water deficit. A water surplus is where supply exceeds demand. A water deficit is the opposite, demand exceeds supply. The UK has a major geographical imbalance. The north and west, Scotland, Wales, the Lake District, the Pennines, receive very high rainfall, sometimes over 1,500 millimetres per year. But the south and east, London, East Anglia, receive much less, sometimes as little as 600 millimetres per year. And crucially, that's also where most of the population lives. So you have a mismatch. Lots of water where few people live, and lots of people where there isn't much water. That's the core of the UK's water supply problem. There are three main reasons for water supply problems in the UK. First, the imbalance between supply and demand. Second, seasonal imbalances. Even in wetter regions, rainfall isn't spread evenly through the year. We get more in winter, but demand peaks in summer. Third, ageing infrastructure. Much of the UK's water pipe network was built in the Victorian era. These old pipes leak. Water companies in England and Wales lose around 3 billion litres of water every single day through leakage. Thames Water alone loses around 600 million litres per day. Candidates who include specific statistics like these will always impress examiners. Now let's shift to emerging and developing countries. The challenges there are quite different, and in many cases, far more severe. Physical causes include low annual rainfall. Countries in sub-Saharan Africa, like Mali, Niger, and Ethiopia, receive very little rainfall, often less than 300 millimetres per year, and it's highly seasonal and unreliable. Human causes include lack of infrastructure, pollution of watercourses, and poverty. In many developing countries, there simply isn't the money to build water treatment plants or pipe networks. People rely on rivers, lakes, and wells, and these sources are often contaminated with sewage, agricultural chemicals, or industrial waste. Around 2 billion people worldwide currently lack access to safe drinking water. That's a staggering figure, and one examiners expect candidates to know. A brilliant named example to use is Ethiopia. Ethiopia is a landlocked country in the Horn of Africa with a population of over 120 million people. Around 60% of the population lacks access to safe drinking water. Women and girls often walk several kilometres every day just to collect water, time that could otherwise be spent in education or economic activity. This is a human cost that goes far beyond just thirst. Now, let's talk about water consumption patterns, because this is another area where examiners love to set questions. The proportion of water used by agriculture, industry, and domestic sectors varies enormously between countries at different levels of development. In low-income countries, agriculture accounts for around 80% of all water use. This makes sense. Subsistence farming is the main livelihood for most of the population, and irrigation is essential. Industry uses very little, perhaps 10%, because there isn't much manufacturing. Domestic use is also around 10%. In high-income countries like the UK, the picture is very different. Industry is the biggest user, accounting for around 45% of water use. Think cooling systems in power stations, manufacturing processes, and so on. Agriculture uses around 40%, and domestic use is around 15%. This shift reflects economic development. As countries industrialise, water demand from industry grows significantly. move on to exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where I can really help you pick up marks. First, always distinguish between physical and human causes of water supply problems. Physical causes are things like low rainfall, drought, and seasonal variation. Human causes are things like aging infrastructure, pollution, population growth, and lack of investment. Examiners will credit candidates who make this distinction clearly. Second, never confuse the UK's problems with those of developing countries. In the UK, the problem is largely about distribution and infrastructure. In developing countries, it's often about access to safe water at all. These are fundamentally different challenges. Third, use named examples with specific data. Don't just say a developing country. Say Ethiopia or Mali or sub-Saharan Africa and back it up with a statistic. 2 billion people lack safe water. Ethiopia, 60% without access. The UK loses 3 billion litres per day through leaky pipes. These are the kinds of details that push you from a level 2 to a level 3 answer. Fourth, be prepared to interpret maps and graphs. Examiners often include a relative water stress map or a graph showing water consumption by sector. Practice reading these carefully. Look at the key, identify patterns, and use geographical terminology like surplus, deficit, and stress. Now, for our quickfire recall quiz, I'll ask 5 questions, pause the podcast after each one, and try to answer before I reveal it. Ready? Question 1. What is the term for when water demand exceeds supply? The answer is water deficit. Question 2. Approximately how many litres of water does England and Wales lose through leakage every day? The answer is around 3 billion litres. Question 3. What percentage of water use in low-income countries goes to agriculture? The answer is approximately 80%. Question 4. Name one physical cause of water supply problems in developing countries. Low annual rainfall, or drought, or seasonal unreliability, all are correct. Question 5. Which region of the UK is classified as being under serious water stress? Southeast England or East Anglia, both are correct. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Today we've covered the global distribution of fresh water, the difference between water surplus and deficit, the 3 main causes of water supply problems in the UK, supply and demand imbalance, seasonal imbalances and ageing infrastructure, and the physical and human causes of water supply problems in developing countries. We've looked at Ethiopia as a named case study, explored how water consumption patterns differ between countries at different development levels, and gone through key exam tips to help you maximise your marks. Remember, the examiners want to see that you can think geographically. That means using specific named examples, distinguishing between physical and human factors, and making clear comparisons between places at different scales. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.